Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Tired of fantasy? Well, how about some gritty realism? This week, I'm looking at three realistic movies, including a documentary, about working class characters living their lives. There's African Americans in the Deep South, an LA detective in Deep Cover, and a young man in Glasgow who's knee-deep in garbage. Destroyer, directed by Karen Kusama. Erin Bell, played by Nicole Kidman, used to be a young, pretty, and ambitious uniformed cop in LA. Pulled from her division for an undercover operation, she was meant to infiltrate a notorious and deadly ring of bank robbers. She posed as a couple along with Chris, played by Sebastian Stan, another cop, which leads to a relationship for real. And she made friends with the robbery team, including the sinister Silas, played by Toby Kebbell, a long-haired man with a cruel streak a mile wide, and the friendly Petra, played by Tatiana Maslany. But things don't go as they plan. People die, and the thieves get away with bags of dye-stained loot. Look at her now. She's a burnt-out husk of her former self. Belle doesn't walk now. She staggers. Her lips are wrinkled. Her hair looks like it was cut with garden shears. And she talks like Jeff Bridges on a bad day. But when she finds evidence that the robbers are at it again, she decides to take the law into her own hands. Will she stop the killers, or will they destroy her first? Destroyer is a fantastic crime thriller about an angry, worn-out cop on her quest for retribution. It keeps you glued to the screen, your heart racing the whole time as you try to figure out what exactly is going on. It's told during three time periods, and it jumps back and forth between them. So as you watch it, you constantly have to change your assumptions. So no spoilers here, but there are some big shockers along the way. Very violent, you should realize it, but it's violence from a female point of view. Men punching women, women strangling women, and women attacking men or punching back. This movie's not for the faint of heart. Nicole Kidman totally transforms physically and emotionally, transforms herself into this hard-boiled cop that she ends up as. Destroyer is a great LA crime thriller. Hale County, This Morning, This Evening, directed by Ramel Ross. Hale County, Alabama is in the deep, deep South. You can still find white-pillared mansions built on the backs of slave labor on cotton plantations there. It's named after a Confederate officer whose statue still stands. But it's also where the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. once sought refuge from the KKK. It's rural, mainly black area where people stay on and just live their daily lives. Sports tournaments, childbirths, funerals. There's a catfish factory there, a school, a hospital, and churches. This fascinating documentary is a series of beautifully composed, very short, from 5 seconds to 3 minutes, and highly personal scenes, like a woman tapping her thigh with a fly swatter, a man playing blues on electric guitar, a baby learning to walk, fritters frying in a pan, kids drinking Coca-Cola. We see teenage boys talking in the basketball locker room, families baptized at a church, people hanging at a beauty salon or a bowling alley. Huge dark clouds roll in with electric storms. You feel the first drops of rain on the pavement, a deer caught in the headlights, even that solar eclipse from a while back. Filmmaker Ramel Ross, who started photographing when he arrived in that town, he records what's going on all around him, but in an impressionistic collage of portraits, time-lapse photography, and tableaus. It's a joyous celebration of African-American life in rural Alabama. And this beautiful film is on the Oscar shortlist for documentary features now. Ratcatcher, written and directed by Lynn Ramsey. It's 1973 in Glasgow, Scotland. James, played by William Eady, is a gawky lad with ears that stick out who lives with his working-class family in a crumbling flat. His father, played by Tommy Flanagan, has a scar in his cheek from a fight, and his mother, played by Mandy Matthews, has holes in her nylons. The yard outside is piled high with trash. The garbage men are on strike, so the mice and rats are having a ball. James lives his life carefully, avoiding dangerous gangs of teenage bullies who dominate the streets. He sometimes visits a stagnant canal nearby, badly in need of dredging. That's where he meets a much older and sexually active teenage girl. The bullies have thrown her glasses into the water, but James decides not to fish him out. He thinks he's better off when she can't see him clearly. She seduces him, first letting him touch her thigh and then inviting him to spend the night. The canal also brings horrible feelings of guilt to James. A friend of his drowned there when they had a fight in the water. One day, James jumps onto a bus and takes it to the end of the line where a new housing development is going up on the edge of the city where the oat fields meet the streets. He explores the empty construction site, but will this be his new home? Ratcatcher is a slice of life coming-of-age drama about an urban slum as seen through the hopeful eyes of a young man. The characters are mainly played in this movie by local residents who bring a gritty realism to their roles. This is Lynn Ramsey's first film from 1999. And something I always wanted to see but didn't until now. And I found it realistic, touching movie about hard times, but with an uplifting finish. It's really good. You should see it. Destroyer is now playing in Toronto. Check our local listings. Hale County This Morning, This Evening documentary opens today at the Tip of Lightbox. And Ratcatcher plays next Thursday as part of the TIFF 1999 Movies at the Millennial series that's on for the next month at the Tip Bell Lightbox. This is Daniel Garber, the movies, each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.